set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is Epistle Sunday, and our reading today is Colossians 3 and 4. I'm calling this episode, God Wins. We'll also have a time of praises and prayer requests. But before we get started, let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for our time together, and I pray, God, that today you would touch our hearts and touch our minds. Help us, Father, to hear you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin.
Colossians chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak to the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis.
Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you.
Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas and the church that is in his house.
Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it.
This salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen.
Chapter 3, verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Isn't it funny how the more things change, the more they stay the same? Paul wrote those words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit over 2,000 years ago. You know, when we look at the mess in the world today, it's understandably easy to get really bogged down in the cares of this world. It's a never-ending revolving menu of crises. Did you ever notice that? My suggestion? Turn off the news. Plus, there's this. Then we come to this beautiful verse that I just read to you that reminds us that we're really just visitors here on planet Earth. Here it is one more time. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. This is not our home, and God is in control. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our provider. He is our all in all. He is the great I am. Why focus on the things of the earth when this place will soon pass away? I still remember to this day something Pastor Chuck said at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa. This was probably in about, 1977 or 78. He had just bought his first brand new car, and he'd gone to the grocery store along with his young son. Well, when Pastor Chuck came back out of the store, someone had dinged the side of his brand new car, and Chuck was livid. Look at my new car, he said. And his son looked at him and said, Dad, don't worry. It's all going to burn. And the boy was right. Nothing on this earth is going to last. But even if the earth does last 10 million more years, which I doubt, that's nothing in light of eternity. Whatever the current crisis may be, it will pass in an instant, only to be replaced by the next crisis, and the next, and the next. Beloved, keep looking up. God is still God, and He doesn't change. One day soon, and it could be very soon, as we talked about and heard the song about yesterday, very soon we will be in His presence. And as the old hymn says, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah.
Isn't it good to know that in the end, God wins? I'd love to hear your comments. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511. You can also comment via Boostagram or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow will be the Law Monday, and our reading will be Leviticus 16 through 18. We have some people to thank today. Sister Ann came in with $100, making her our associate producer for this episode. Thank you so much, Sister Ann. God bless you. And Joel Rice came in with a $55.10 donation and sent this note. Thank you for providing a medium for people to hear God's word. Keep the faith, brother. God bless. Well, thank you, Joel, and you're welcome. And God bless you. And Jason Pascal, one of our show art producers, came in with $50 via Zelle. Thank you, Jason. God bless you. And by the way, Zelle is cool because there are no transaction fees, so 100% of your donation goes towards supporting the show. Good stuff. And beloved, that's how it works. However much value you believe this show has, I ask that you send that in to help keep it coming to you. Do you listen to every episode? Well, if you do, you must find some value in it. Pray about it, would you? Then do what the Lord impresses on your heart. That's all I ask. To donate, go here.
LifespringMedia.com/support.
I believe God will bless you, and I will thank you. And by the way, this coming Wednesday's show will be this season's episode number 200. So let's do something kind of fun. Donations of $200 will earn a special episode 200 executive producer title on Wednesday's show. Normally, a $300 donation is necessary to get an executive producership, so take advantage of it. $200 and you'll get the episode 200 executive producer title. praises and prayer requests. I mentioned a few days ago that Adam Curry was baptized this past Wednesday. I'd like to play the audio from that. So let me set this up for you. As the audio begins, Adam is stepping into the water, and their pastor, Pastor Jimmy, whose voice you'll be hearing, is standing to Adam's left, and Adam has a big smile on his face.
Step right in there. All right, Adam. Better late than never, right, brother? So proud of you. Yeah, this moment, I've been living for this for a few weeks now. Actually, before you said you were going to do this, I was praying for you that you would take that step. And for those of you who don't know, Adam gave his heart to Christ last year, and he's been growing. I mean, both he and Tina. Tina, we baptized you at our last night of worship, and so proud of them. They're on their journey together. We want to celebrate that with them. So, brother, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Oh, yes, I have.
My friend and my brother, based upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Lord of your life, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Congratulations. Beautiful. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
So that's definitely a praise I want to lift up to the Lord today. I've been praying for Adam since I sat with him in 2005 by a swimming pool in Ontario, California, interviewing him for the LifeSpring show. And during the interview, I briefly shared the gospel with him, and I could see that he really wasn't interested. But here we are all those years later with him publicly confirming his decision to follow Jesus by being baptized. Beloved, never stop praying for your family, for your friends, or anyone else. And Kathy was finally released from the hospital on Friday afternoon, and for the next few days, she'll be staying with one of their daughters before going back up home to the Lake Arrowhead area. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it really is so good to know that you are sovereign and that we truly do not have to be concerned about how things will ultimately turn out. Your plan will be done. Help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord, and not so much on what's going on around us. And because we are living in this time, we do have to deal with the things that affect us now. I pray, God, that you would give us wisdom. Help us to make right decisions. Help us to navigate through life. Help us to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father, we want to be useful for your kingdom most of all. Lead us, guide us, direct us. Father, I thank you for what you have done and are doing in Adam and Tina Curry's lives. Thank you for giving them the faith to believe and bless them and continue to strengthen them. Surround them, Father, with brothers and sisters who will encourage them in their walk with you. And I thank you for the care that Kathy got at the hospital after the fall that she and Dell had, and we thank you again that they weren't hurt beyond some minor bruises. And Lord, I'm so thankful for the LifeSpring family. Thank you for bringing us together here. Thank you for those that support the show and for each person who listens. I pray that as we read through the Bible that you would use the time to make us more like Jesus. Bless the LifeSpring family now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next time of prayer together here on the show will be Wednesday. If there's a praise we should know about, or if there's something you'd like us to pray with you about, let me know. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com where you'll find a form you can fill out there. And remember, if you want to remain anonymous, all you have to do is let me know. Thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, Jason Pascal, creator of today's show art, and Sister Brittany, who just sent out a newsletter. If you didn't get it, be sure you get signed up at news.lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to today's associate producer, Sister Ann. And also thanks to Joel Rice and Jason Pascal and the folks who stream sats and send boosts for helping to make this episode possible. And beloved, I'm glad that we got to spend time together today. Thank you for that. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.
chapters, transcripts, images, links, stream micropayments to the podcast, and send Satoshis in real time over the Lightning Network using a compatible Podcasting 2.0 app. Just go to newpodcastapps.com. That's newpodcastapps.com. And for more info, go to podcastindex.org.